With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad you've joined me for the next hour of listening to wonderful sacred choral and organ music. A new year begins this week, not a new calendar year, but in most Christian denominations, a new liturgical year, with the onset of the season of Advent. It's a time of preparation, anticipation, and longing for the coming of the Christ child. There's an incredibly rich musical tradition around this season, and on today's program, we'll delve into it with works by Brahms, Byrd, Praetorius, and Mons, among others. We'll begin with familiar organ music by Johann Sebastian Bach. His chorale prelude, Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme, is actually a transcription of a tenor aria from his cantata 140 by the same name. It's probably one of the most recognizable of Bach's organ compositions, and we'll hear it performed by Christopher Herrick on the Metzler organ at the Jesuit Church in Lucerne, Switzerland.
Thank you.
Christopher Herrick played Vakat Alf, Sleepers Awake from the Schubler Chorales by J.S. Bach. Many Advent Sunday services open with a procession of the choir from the west end of the church to the choir stalls, during which the choir sings. That's a tradition at Wellington Cathedral in Wellington, New Zealand, whose choir will sing the hymn Come Thou Redeemer of the Earth, as set by Michael Praetorius in the 16th century and arranged by Philip Walsh in the 20th century. Andrew Cantrell conducts. Come, Thou Redeemer of the Earth was sung by the choir of Wellington Cathedral, directed by Andrew Cantrell. Among the earliest surviving motets of Johannes Brahms is one based on the chorale, Es ist das Heil uns kommen her, There is Salvation Come to Us. It was composed in 1860 and is richly scored for five voices. We'll hear a performance by the Corydon Singers, directed by Matthew Best. Thank you. The Corydon singers sang the motet Es ist das Heil uns kommen her by Johannes Brahms. Matthew Best conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The voices of the St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir sing next in a delightful arrangement by James Beery of A French Carol. Mary Huff leads the choir in O Come Divine Messiah, accompanied by Nancy Ann Perilla. O Come Divine Messiah, arranged by James Beery, was sung by the St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir of New York. Mary Huff conducted. Leo Nestor's arrangement of the ancient plainsong Rorate Caeli De Super mingles the chant with striking 20th century harmonies in a very satisfying setting. The choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. sings, directed by the composer.
Thank you.
The choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception sang Rorate Caeli De Super, Drop Down Dew Ye Heavens From Above. It was composed by Leo Nestor, who also conducted. Coming up, we'll hear two brief Advent chorale preludes by late 19th and early 20th century German composer Max Reger. Though compact in construction, these two pieces also contain some of Reger's trademark chromatic harmony. First, we'll hear Macht hoch die Tür, followed by Wacket auf. Martin Welzel plays the Kleiss organ at Trier Cathedral. Two Advent chorale preludes by Max Reger. We just heard his setting of Wacket auf, ruft uns die Stimme, and earlier heard Macht hoch die Tür. Both were performed by Martin Welzel. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the most recognizable pieces by American composer Paul Mons is his original anthem, In So Lord Jesus Quickly Come. It's hugely popular across America, but also has gained popularity in other English-speaking countries as well. We'll hear the choir of Wellington Cathedral in Wellington, New Zealand, as they sing under the direction of Andrew Cantrell.
Sing, oh, sing, oh.
Music of Paul Mons, sung by the choir of Wellington Cathedral. Andrew Cantrell led them in So Lord Jesus Quickly Come. William Mackay's setting of verses from Psalm 48 is most appropriate during this time of preparation and expectation known as Advent. The choir of Rochester Cathedral sings, We Wait for Thy Loving Kindness. Scott Farrell directs.
Thank you.
Kunkora, Connecticut choral artists, sang Ned Roram's setting of verses from Psalm 85, Mercy and Truth Are Met Together. Richard Coffey directed. Earlier we heard We Wait for Thy Loving Kindness by William Mackay. Scott Farrell directed the choir of Rochester Cathedral, Kent, England. Music of William Byrd is next, as we hear Stile Antico sing the motet Ecce Virgo Concipiet. Ecce Virgo Concipiet, Behold a Virgin Shall Conceive, was composed by William Byrd and sung by Stile Antico. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Craig Phillips has composed two lovely anthems for Advent for choir and oboe. We'll hear them performed by the choir of Trinity Episcopal Church, Indianapolis, directed by Michael Messina. The first is The Creator, the Wisdom of God, which will be followed by Turn Toward Us, Lord. Roger Rowe is oboe soloist.
Thank you.
two Advent anthems by Craig Phillips for choir and oboe. We just heard Turn Toward Us, Lord, and earlier we heard The Creator, the Wisdom of God. Michael Messina conducted the choir of Trinity Episcopal Church, Indianapolis. Veni Emmanuel receives an atmospheric treatment in an arrangement by Peter Paul Oliar that includes handbells. The Atlanta Master Chorale sings O Come Emmanuel, directed by Eric Nelson. O Come Emmanuel by Peter Paul Oliar was sung by the Atlanta Master Chorale. Eric Nelson conducted. A plain song antiphon, O Heavenly Word, comes from an Advent service at Salisbury Cathedral. It'll be followed by one of the most majestic of all Advent hymns, with text by Charles Wesley and a stirring tune by Thomas Olivers. The choir of Salisbury Cathedral sings Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending. Simon Lowell directs, and David Halls plays the Father Willis organ. Simon Lowell led the choir of Salisbury Cathedral in the grand hymn, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending. David Halls played the organ. Earlier, they sang the plain song antiphon, O Heavenly Word. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to begin the season of Advent. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.